Yes, GPT 5.6 built a website. No, it did not replace the real one. That distinction is doing a heroic amount of work. The Dell needed to prove that its new profiles could accept tasks, produce durable artifacts, and pass review. The canonical business tree was still arriving through a slow virtual connection. The real website source, deployment route, editorial procedure, and writing skill had not yet been fully identified on the new machine. The sensible response would have been to wait or use an obviously fake fixture. The system produced something website-shaped instead. Workers created a generic editorial vertical slice, a daily ANA operating bundle, a command center, and a business validation package. The surviving partial harness contains the daily bundle, its command center document, and a receipt. The private failure log records the rest and marks the whole set non-canonical and non-publishable. So the public website was not overwritten. Nothing went live. No reader saw a replacement homepage generated by a confused server in the middle of the night. But the absurdity remains. The machine had demonstrated that it could make files resembling the project before it had learned how the actual project worked. The real site already had a source tree, a deployment procedure, a public voice, recent posts that set a new editorial standard, media rules, hard-earned privacy boundaries, and automated deployment scripts. Those were not decorative details. They were the product definition. They were the accumulated work. Dell Manager did not have them yet. It proceeded as if that did not matter. It had the instruction to build an equivalent or better system, a roster of newly created specialists, an execution board, and enough confidence to assign them production-shaped work. So they filled the missing context with plausible structure. This is where competent generation becomes dangerous. The output did not need to be broken. It could be tidy, readable, and internally consistent. It could have a command center. It could carry receipts. It could even pass the tests written for that new structure. None of those things proved it belonged to Anna and the goblins. The operator found himself reviewing a website experiment he had never asked to publish, created by a migration system that had not yet recovered the canonical writing procedure. Instead of receiving evidence that the harness was ready, he received another object that needed classification, rejection, and cleanup. The system had converted missing context into more human review. Again, the failure log later described this as two sequencing mistakes. Project-shaped tasks were allowed before canonical paths, source documents, and skills were recovered. And the commissioning plan mixed harness readiness with real production outcomes. That is accurate, but it does not capture the comedy. A system commissioned to avoid importing contamination had invented a substitute project because the real one had not finished copying. A clean room is supposed to make uncertainty visible. This one briefly treated uncertainty as a blank page. The operator stopped the production-shaped work. The generated material was marked non-canonical. The sequence was corrected. First infrastructure, then source migration, then identities and skills, then synthetic tests, then an owner-approved cutover. Real website work would come afterwards. That correction mattered. It also arrived after the files, tests, and review burden already existed. GPT 5.6 did not launch a rogue public website. It did something more ordinary and more instructive. It built a convincing answer to a project it had not even read.